So next Sunday, we are launching into a summer series on the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And there's an advertisement in the bulletin about a book by Trevor Hudson that I am recommending to anyone alongside of Scripture. Obviously, the Bible is our main source. Trevor Hudson is a South African United Methodist minister. A number of his books have been a real gift to me, and he has this great book called Holy Spirit Here and Now that has great conversation questions as well for groups. So if anyone wants to hunt this down, there's this amazing thing called Amazon, as well as a great Christian bookstore in town, and I'm sure they can help you out get it. But this Sunday, before we get into that, as it says in the bulletin, the title there says Everyday Mission, Following the Spirit Here. So last Sunday, we had our group that went to Veracruz, Mexico, with the Operation Mobilization Hope Logos ship, share their story of their trip. And this Sunday, I wanted to have us tell a closer to home story. Because this is, as we talked about last week, as we talked about many times, mission is not over there a few once in a while. It's right here all the time, all of us. And it's about us getting caught up in what God cares about in our world and participating in everyday, ordinary ways, but purposeful ways. It's a great definition of mission. It says ordinary people doing ordinary things with gospel intentionality, a passion for the life of Jesus to be shown through ordinary things in ordinary places. So this morning, I want us to talk a bit about this together. We're going to have a living example of someone who's on that journey, like many of us. As a church, we live with a vision we have for years. It says it on our website. I think it's on the bottom of our bulletin every week on the back there. It says, we seek to know, love, and serve God with grace, authenticity, and hospitality in our church, neighborhood, and world. Our announcements sometimes lean more towards one of those, church. Hey, we need to jump in. World, hey, we're doing a trip. That neighborhood one is the one that we all walk out the door into all the time. And we need to talk about it again and again. And I'm sure all of us know there's a million opportunities and there's a million needs in front of us. And in our global age and our internet world, we are confronted with a bazillion needs every day. People knocking on our door with another thing to give to. Church putting in front of us many things, just life. There's so many organizations, ministries, opportunities, needs. And we cannot do all of it. And so in that, we all are invited to be seeking to discern, what is the thing God would have me do? I have a pastoral friend, Travis Hutchinson, who often talks about, hey, what's your thing? Who's your person and what's your thing? And I think there's value in that. Us discerning what's our thing, because each of us are wired differently. God's put us in different places with different gifts, different limitations. A little while back, Trevor Hudson, this pastor, author of that book on the Holy Spirit, came across, he has another little booklet. It's actually just literally a booklet. When I ordered it, I thought it was like a textbook, but then it came and it's really small, which is nice. It's called Listening to the Groans, and it was recommended to me, it's caught me. And it's just a simple invitation to take the text of Romans 22 to 27, maybe I'll read it for us, and think of it as a guide for us as we each seek to discern where God is inviting us to participate in his ministry in the world. Let me find it, Acts. Romans 8. Many of us know this passage. I'm not going to exegete the whole and unpack the previous eight chapters. I'll just read the text for us. Romans 8, verses 22 to 27. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. In this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already